be a precious human life. Therefore, and then on top of that, for goodness sake, you know, we're supposed to be Vajrayana Buddhist. And therefore, we at least should have clear, conscious purpose for doing everything we do. And it has to be there. So that way, then everything we do is for, we eat to get health, and we have health to do practice, help others, and at least in this precious life, before our death, we should achieve such thing that we will not fall into lower realm. Next life, we at least should be reborn, as reborn is a bad word. You know, it is not we. We should be born as a human being. So precious human life again. And that is the minimum we should achieve from this life. And therefore, both aspiration bodhicitta and actual bodhicitta, you are receiving here, and part of the Dhammanzu. Far as the lineage is concerned, I have received this when I was very, very young, about 7-8 years old. Actual conscious bodhisattva vow I have taken when I'm 16 years old from my Vajradhara. His Holiness the 16th Jarakamapa at Swayambhu Stupa in Nepal when I'm 16 years old. So that was consciously, knowingly, and very clearly. And so from the lineage, from me, you are receiving the Bodhisattva vow. I think one more time, because you already have received it before. And when you are taking it, I wouldn't say visualize, just envision, because it's there all the time. So you should realize that Buddha Shakyamuni above, and surrounded by 8 main bodhisattvas, and then all the Buddhas and bodhisattvas, and the masters of the lineage, all of them, and of course, symbolically, my Vajradhara's relic is there in the stupa, on the altar here, next to the Maitreya, and so that is also symbolically he is there, physically, then all of the lineage masters, and from everyone you are receiving the Bodhisattva vow. And the main vow of the Bodhisattva is very, very simple. That is, never to exclude any sentient being from Buddhahood. That is the main vow. Then there is then anything related to that will be the Bodhisattva vow. But of course, it is very important for us to not create a circumstances so that we will break our vow. You know, we should not take vows that we cannot keep. So therefore, this is must. This main vow is you must take it. And then others, according to your capacity. You are participating in this. And you will be receiving a name today, Bodhisattva vow name. And there's quite few Bodhisattva vow in the next couple of days. And during those, you will not receive any name, because one Bodhisattva name is enough.